U.S. agencies terminated or reduced 95 wasteful contracts worth $2 billion. DOGE. U.S. federal agencies have terminated or decoped 95 wasteful contracts with a ceiling value of $2 billion over the previous 4 weeks, saving $757 million in taxpayer funds, the Department of Government Efficiency said in a March 14 post on X. Terminated contracts include a $75,400 State Department media contract for media monitoring services, a $45.6 million Office of Personnel Management Services contract for talent acquisition support, and a $98.5 million research contract from the Department of Education to follow and study high school students throughout their high school careers. Another Education Department research contract worth $76.4 million for how students and their families finance post-secondary education and students' persistence, attainment, and workforce outcomes was also terminated. The cancellation of $2 billion worth of contracts comes after agencies terminated or decoped 273 contracts with a ceiling value of $5.1 billion for the 4 weeks prior to February 14, DOGE said in an X post. These cancellations saved taxpayers $1.4 billion. Terminated contracts included a $10.2 million Department of War Administrative Management contract for outward mindset training and an $11,000 consulting contract from the Department for Social Indicators Research. According to the DOGE website, the initiative, which started at the beginning of President Donald Trump's second term, has saved $215 billion as of January 1st. Which amounts to $1,335.40 per taxpayer. The savings were generated via a combination of measures such as contract/lease cancellations and renegotiations, grant cancellations, workforce reductions, and asset sales. The Department of Health and Human Services is listed as the agency that has generated the most savings, followed by the General Services Administration, Social Security Administration, Office of Personnel Management, and the Small Business Administration. Among some of the strangest, most baffling uses of government funding uncovered by DOGE include a $620,000 grant for adapting an LGBT+ inclusive teen pregnancy prevention program for transgender boys, an $814,000 grant for a daily diary examination of the influence of intersectional stigma on blood pressure, and an $801,000 grant linked to structural racism and discrimination in older men's health inequities. Meanwhile, former DOGE head Elon Musk, who left the initiative in May, said in a December interview on the Katie Miller podcast that he believes the agency has been somewhat successful in fulfilling its objectives. DOGE stopped a lot of funding that just made no sense and which was just entirely wasteful, Musk said. President Donald Trump took another measure to combat fraud by signing an executive order on March 16 to officially create an anti-fraud task force headed by Vice President J.D. Vance, with Federal Trade Commission Chairman Andrew Ferguson serving as co-chair. Officials estimate that over $300 billion is lost by government programs annually to fraudsters. During the signing ceremony, Trump said the work of the task force could return hundreds of billions of dollars to American taxpayers.